Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Eger, and here's the news on Sunday the 1st of January 2023. Happy New Year, Blwyddyn Newydd Dda, Bon Anni, and all that stuff. This is the news for the last 2 weeks, in fact, because I didn't make a news bulletin last week on Christmas Day. I actually had some time off for a change. More on that later. There are new language pages about Tiki Holo, an oceanic language spoken on Santa Isabel Island in Sorel Province of the Solomon Islands, Isoko, a southwestern Edoid language spoken in Delta State in southern Nigeria, Tigak, a western oceanic language spoken in New Island Province of Papua New Guinea, and Urhobo, another southwestern Edoid language spoken in the states of Delta, Bayelsa and Edo in southern Nigeria. We have a new adapted script called Hokkien Imji, which is a way to write Hokkien with the Korean Hangul script created by Lee Chun Ho. And we have a new adapted script called Ko Aferika Maori, which is a way to write Maori with the Vi script devised by Xavier Mercier. There are new numbers pages in Kara, an oceanic language spoken in the Kavieng district of New Island Province in Papua New Guinea. Tiki Holo, which you already mentioned, Isoko, which you already mentioned, Tigak, already mentioned as well, and Papapala, a Western Oceanic language spoken in Bougainville Province of Papua New Guinea, and Urhobo, which we already mentioned. There are new versions of the Tower of Babel story in Aruamu, Gapapaiwa, and Urhobo. On the Omniglot blog, there are new posts entitled Seeding Discord, Eve, and Worry Festeria. And there's the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is.
Kwe o materu, soha hyo jatse, anyon ye ye tarae, de rome de wandat, a watute, ne ayomen de akweyehti, ne adatsong jas.
Here's a clue. This language was spoken in parts of the USA and Canada, and is currently being revived. Here are the answers to last week's Christmas quiz. Number one, Japan. This is a tradition starting as a result of a festive marketing campaign by KFC in 1974. The question was, in which country do people go to KFC on Christmas Day? Number two, Venezuela, specifically Caracas, the capital. The question was, in which country do people roller skate to church on Christmas Day? Number three, Sweden. The Yule Goat or Julbock tradition goes back at least to the 11th century. The question was, in which country might you see straw goats used as Christmas ornaments? The mystery language in the previous week's language quiz was Isoko, an Edoid language spoken in Delta State in the south of Nigeria. In this week's adventure in etymology, we investigate the origins of the word amok and havoc. On the Celtiadir blog, there's a new post about words for magic and spells and related things in Celtic languages. And I also made improvements to posts about words for fresh and new and years. In other news, I spent Christmas with my family in Lancashire in the northwest of England. It was the first time we'd all been together in the same place for over 3 years, and it was fun. I noticed that my Russian sister-in-law often speaks Russian to her children, but they usually reply in English. My 9-year-old niece understands everything and sometimes speaks Russian, but my 6-year-old nephew doesn't seem to understand as much and rarely, if ever, speaks Russian. That's all the news for this week. A happy multilingual New Year to you all. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.